From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is attempting to sell the new health care law to skeptical Americans. He'll give a speech this hour in Portland, Maine, home state of two Republican senators who voted against the legislation. New rules aimed at getting more miles to the gallon from new cars and trucks are in effect. The idea is to have mileage standards go up while greenhouse gases go down. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, who co-signed the rules with Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood today, says in the long term, everyone benefits.
Cleaner car standards will mean 950 million tons of carbon pollution cut from our skies. They will mean as much as $3,000 in savings for drivers of 2016 model clean cars.
And speaking of savings, Ford and General Motors reports a stronger month for U.S. auto sales in March. Most other automakers are also expecting to report improvements. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has details.
Ford's U.S. sales in the month of March were up 43% from the same month a year ago. Sales for General Motors, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac brands were also up 43%, although the automaker could still lose some total market share as a result of discontinuing other brands. Michael Robinette is an auto analyst with CSM Worldwide.
Working off a very slow February with weather problems and also the Toyota situation, March was almost bound to be a much stronger month and is certainly turning out to be. So it's a good precursor for what hopefully we expect to see in April and May.
Robinette predicts U.S. vehicle production will climb nearly 35% over last year. That could mean automakers will need to hire some additional workers. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
It's Census Day, the day the government wants you to mail in your census forms. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Census Bureau says about half of American households have already put their forms in the mail. Hoping to lead by example, the White House released a picture of the president filling out his form. The process is likely to take less than 10 minutes for most households. The Census Bureau will actually accept forms in the mail through the end of the month. Starting in May, they'll be sending out enumerators to go door to door to fill in the count, an expensive process. Census officials say Americans can save their government money by returning the form in the mail. The Census Bureau has advertised heavily in Hispanic communities, hoping to raise the participation rate among Latinos, and it appears the strategy is working. The Pew Hispanic Center says 9 in 10 Hispanics say they intend to take part in the count. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
We're seeing another drop in the number of Americans filing their first unemployment claims. Applications for jobless insurance fell by 6,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 439,000. And on news of that report, U.S. stocks gained ground. Dow's up 30 points at 10,884. This is NPR. Floodwaters are finally receding in parts of New England, but damage assessment is just beginning, especially in hard-hit Rhode Island. Eric Gustafson lives south of Cranston. He says that flooding is one for the record books.
I've lived in Rhode Island all my life, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Rhode Island's governor called it the worst flooding in 200 years. U.S. military officials say a U.S. Navy frigate captured five suspected pirates today after a gunfight and chase in the waters of the Indian Ocean. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the Navy says it also seized a suspected pirate mothership.
Lieutenant Patrick Foudy, a U.S. Navy spokesman in Kenya, says the frigate USS Nicholas intercepted some suspected pirate vessels west of the Seychelles Islands and that gunmen in a skiff opened fire.
Nicholas then returned fire. Shortly after that, they continued a pursuit, and the skiff stopped on its own accord.
Foudy says a Navy boarding party arrested three suspects and sank their skiff. The frigate then seized a suspected pirate mothership where two more suspects were captured. Some pirate suspects have been tried in Kenyan courts, but the spokesman said it hasn't been decided yet where the latest group will be sent. Because they allegedly fired on a U.S. warship, some legal experts say they should be tried in the U.S. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
China's confronting its second major mining accident this week. The Xinhua News Agency is reporting today a gas explosion has killed at least 12 people in central China. 32 other people are believed to be missing. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.